Pulling the Testament Aleph, we saw the Mishnah yesterday. Sukkah Yishona Beishamei Paisim. If you have a Sukkah, the Testament, what did I say?
Yeah,
I'm sorry, okay. Sukkah Yishona Beishamei Paisim. If you have an old Sukkah, the Mishnah is going to explain that it was made 30 days before the Yom Tif of Sukkot, and it was not done specifically. He didn't say specifically that he's doing it for the sake of the Yom Tif of Sukkot. So there's machlekes. Beishamei says it's possible. Beisil machshirim. Beisil says it will be kosher. Ve'ezu hi sukkah yishana. What's considered an old sukkah? Kol she'asau kaidim l'chag shloishim yoyim. If you made it before a month before Sukkot, avul masol l'shem chag. However, if you made it for the sake of the Yom Tif, afilu mitchilas hashana ksheir. Then even if it was made in the very beginning of the year, many, many months before the Yom Tif of Sukkot, if it was done for the sake of the Chag, for the sake of the Yom Tif, then it will be kosher. See what the Gemara says over here. My time at the Beis Shammai. What's the reason for Beis Shammai? Why does Beis Hillel say that a Sukkah Yishana, an old Sukkah, if it was made before 30 days, it will be possible? Rashi just speaks out that within 30 days, the reason why it works, Rashi in Dibur Hamaskel, Beis Shammai Paislin, Rashi says, "V'ilu toich shloishim l'chag." If you made it within 30 days of the Yom Tov of Sukkot, and you didn't specify clearly that it's for the Yom Tov of Sukkot, still will work. Kivon d'shaylam behilchas l'chag kaidim l'chag shloishim yom. Since there's a mitzvah to already start getting involved in the halachas of the Yom Tov, 30 days before the Yom Tov, so therefore, stam ha'oisa l'shem chag ha'oisa. A regular person who goes ahead and he makes a sukkah at that time, since they're already involved in learning the halachas of Sukkah, so then we assume that he's doing it for the sake of the Yom Tif of Sukkot, even though he didn't specify that he's not doing it for the sake of the Yom Tif of Sukkot. Oh, Zakti Gemar, my time of Beis Shammai. Why does Beis Shammai say that if you do not do it for the sake of Sukkot, then it will be possible if it was made before 30 days? Omar Kra, because the Pasuk says, Chag HaSukkos Shivas Yomim LaShem. The Pasuk says you should have the Chag of Sukkot, the Yom Tif of Sukkot, 7 days for Hashem. Now he understands that the way to read the pasuk is Sukkah Hasuya L'shem Chag Be'inon. It has to be Chag HaSukkah is Shivas Yom L'Hashem, that it was a Sukkah L'Hashem. Rashi explains L'chsiv Sukkah L'Hashem L'shem Mitzvah Samelach. It has to be with the intention that you're doing to fulfill the commandment of the king, of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Beis Hillel says no, you don't have any proof from that pasuk, because Ahu Mibayilei L'chadei Rav Sheshes. That pasuk, I use that pasuk for what Rav Sheshes told me. The Amr Rav Sheshes, Mishum Rav Akiva, Minayin La'atzei Sukkah, Shasurin Kol Shiva. Somebody goes ahead and they build a sukkah, comes the Yom Tov of Sukkot, and he has his sukkah. Now he decides, in the middle of the Yom Tov of Sukkot, he decides, you know what? His son wants to build a clubhouse, I want to take the walls down. Are you allowed to do that? Yes or no? The halacha is, you're not allowed to do such a thing. It was already designated for the Yom Tov of Sukkot. It was designated for Hashem. You can't take it down. So minayin la'atzei sukkah shasur and kol shiva. How do I know that the walls of the sukkah, the wood of the sukkah, is asur all 7 days? Talmud loymar chag hasukkos shivas yomim la'Hashem. The pasuk says that it has to be for 7 days for Hashem. Utanya, the Gemara brings a verse to explain. Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseir Omer, Kishem Shechal Shem Shemayim Al Chagiga. The same way we know that in every Yom Tif, Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkot, there's a mitzvah to go ahead and bring a carbon chagiga. And we know once you designate this animal to be a carbon chagiga, you can't have anything from it until the mizbeach gets what it needs. Till then, it's Chal, the Shem Shemayim. Hashem's name is Chal, takes effect, and the carbon is called the carbon LaShem. Kach kal shem shemayim al sukkah. So too, it's chal the shem shemayim al sukkah. So the way he reads the pasuk is shenemar chag hasukkah shivas yomim l'Hashem. It says chag hasukkah, the yom tov of sukkah, you should have 7 days for Hashem. And the way he reads the pasuk over here, that when it says chag, there's a reference to the carbon chagiga, ches gimel. The reference to the carbon chagiga. Ma chag l'Hashem, the same way the carbon chagiga is l'Hashem, completely designated, you can't have anything from it until the mizbeach get the dam and whatever, all the other halachas that's required. Af sukkah l'Hashem, so too, when it comes to the sukkah itself, it also, it's chal the shem shemaim, Hashem's name is chal on the sukkah, and you can't have anything from the sukkah. Now, Taisis over here in Dibar Maschal Minayin La'atzei Sukkah Shasurin Kol Shiva is dealing with what's the halacha if your sukkah fell down. is that also a problem? Do we say that since it's chal l'shem shamayim, so then even if it falls down, it'll be a problem? So Tosfos comes out that if your sukkah is still standing and you want to go ahead and use the walls for that clubhouse for your son, then it's asa midaraisa. You're not allowed to do that midaraisa. If your sukkah fell down and now you don't have any use for the sukkah anymore, you're not going to rebuild it on the yom tov sukkahs, then that's only a derabanan. That's why Tosfos comes out, because he has a kasha, a contradiction in Gemara, and that's how he wants to answer the contradiction. The way we paskin, the Rama brings down in Siman Tav Reish Lamed Ches, that even if it falls down, it will be aser. Says over here, the Rama says, we'll start with the Mechaber. Atzei Sukkah Asurin Kol Shmeinus Meachag, will be aser for all 8 days. He's talking about for Bnei Chutzlaretz, that they have 8 days that they have to sum the Sukkah. Bein Atzei Tfanis, Bein Atzei Schach. First of all, we're talking about the walls of the sukkah, and the schach is also aser all 7 days. And Zakti Rama, Bafilu Nafla Hasukkah, even if the sukkah fell down, asurim, it'll still be aser. You won't be able to have anything from it. You won't be able to have any pleasure from it. And he says, V'loy Mahani, but tonight, even if you made a condition when you made the sukkah, that if it falls down, you want to have from it, or you might decide to turn your sukkah into a clubhouse, still going to be awesome. You can't even make a condition. So Aloch Lamaisa, if there's some type of storm, which does happen, people, you see sukkahs that fall down, those walls remain aser all 7 days. You can't have anything from it. Aloch Lamaisa. Oh. So anyway, so Beishami came along and he said, I hold that you need to go ahead and do it for the sake of the Yom Tov Sukkahs, because it says Chag HaSukkahs Shivas Yom LaHashem. Beisil says, no, that pasuk doesn't teach me anything, because that pasuk tells me a different halacha. That pasuk tells me Kishem Shachal Shem Shamayim Al Chagiga, the same way Hashem's name is Chal on the Chagiga, so too it's Chal on the Atzei Sukkah. Oh, says the Gemara, Ubeishamai Nami Miboy Leilahachi. How can Beishamai uses that pasuk of Chag HaSukkahs Shivas Yom LaHashem to tell me that you have to do it for the sake of Sukkah? You have to build it for the sake of Hashem. What do you mean? He should be able to learn, that pasuk should teach him exactly what Beisil says. Beisil says, I use that pasuk to tell me that Hashem's name is Chal on the Sukkah, and if it falls down, or if you decide that you want to do for something else, it won't work. Meaning, why does Beishamai come along and learn from this pasuk that this pasuk teaches me that you have to build a sukkah for the sake of the sukkah? Let that pasuk tell me the same thing that Beisil understood the pasuk saying, and that is that it's chal l'shem shamayim ala sukkah. How does Beishamai know to fabricate a new halacha they have to do it for the sake of Hashem? Says the Gemara, Enochanami, you're right. That pasuk, I'm going to learn like Beis Hillel. That pasuk is going to teach me that the same way it's chal the shem shemayim al chagiga, kach chal shem shemayim al hasukkah. Elamai tamai de Beis Shammai. So then we go back. So what's the reasoning of Beis Shammai? Why in the world does Beis Shammai say that you have to make the sukkah for the sake of sukkahs? Says the Gemara, because we have a different pasuk. Siv kra achrina. There's another pasuk which is written. It says like this. Chag hasukkahs tasa lecha Shivas Yomim. You should make for yourself the Yom Tov of Sukkahs for 7 days. So we understand that, in fact, it says, Chag HaSukkahs Tasalacha. The drush is over here, Sukkah HaAsuya L'Shem Chag Be'inan. Rashi explains that he reads the pasuk like this. Even though the pasuk says, Chag HaSukkahs Tasalacha, we flip around the wording of the pasuk, and we read the pasuk like this. Sukkahs Tasalachag. From Chag HaSukkahs Tasa, we read Sukkahs Tasa L'Chag. That's the way we read the pasuk. That means, so it says that the sukkah should be made for the sake of the Chag, of the Yom Tov. And therefore, if you didn't do it for the sake of the Yom Tov, the halacha is according to Beishamai will paskin that it won't work. Zakti Gemara, Ubeis Hillel, Beis Hillel says, no, I use that pasuk for a different drasha. Hahu mi bayalei, that's coming to teach me another halacha. I hold that pasuk, from the fact that the pasuk says Chag HaSukkahs Tasa L'Chashivas Yom, you can build a sukkah for 7 days, that teaches me that you're able to go ahead and build a sukkah all 7 days of the Yom Tov Sukkahs. So we'll explain in a minute. And Beishamai argues, Beishamai says, I hold like Kirb Elezer, the Omer Ein Oisin Sukkah B'Chayla Shalmayid. He holds you cannot go out and build a sukkah on the Yom Tov itself. Now the Mishabur over here brings down from Rishonim and from the Yushalmi that in Tafresh Lamed Zayin, The Shulchan Aruch passes like this. Mishaloi also sukkah. Somebody did not build a sukkah before the Yom Tov of Sukkos. Bein b'shoigeg, bein b'mezid. Whether he purposely decided not to build before Sukkos, or it was just by mistake, he didn't get a chance to build. Some type of illness happened. He wasn't able to build. Oisa sukkah b'chayla shalmoyit. We paskin that you're like Beis Hillel, that you're able to build a sukkah even on chalamoyit. Afilu b'sayf yemeshvi. Even at the end of a shana rabbi, you just need it for a little few minutes, an hour or two. Still, the halacha is you're able to build it even on the Yom Tov itself. And b'chein yachalotzeis misukkah zu b'leisha b'acheres. You also go, okay, that's something else. Won't get into that right now. Says the Mishnah Berurah that what would be the reason why you would think that it's a problem? You would have thought that if a person did not build a sukkah before the Yom Tov of Sukkos, perhaps we should give the guy a knas. We should give the guy a penalty. There's a mitzvah to go ahead and build a sukkah, and he decided not to build a sukkah. Perhaps we should give him penalize him. He did something wrong. And that's what the Shulchan Aruch paskins. We pass like Beis Hillel that there's no problem. We're not going to give that penalty. If you didn't do it, You were over something. You didn't do what you're supposed to do. However, we're not going to give you a knas. And for sure, that goes without a doubt. If let's say there's some type of storm, which happens, and it knocked down your sukkah on the Yom Tov of Sukkos, then for sure that there's no tzad in the world that that's a problem. That's for sure okay to go ahead and do such a thing. Now. We said before that you can't use it for something else. If it falls down, you can't use it for something else. Now we want to know if it falls down. Now you don't have a sukkah. Are you allowed to put it up? That's for sure you're allowed to put it up. The question that we were dealing with was that if a person did not build a sukkah, so there's a mitzvah to build a sukkah. Actually, it's a shayla in the Rishayim if there's a mitzvah to build a sukkah, it's just something that you need to do. But either way, it's something that you're supposed to do. You didn't do it. Did they give you a penalty? Yes or no? So it seems to me that that's machlekes Beisham Beisil. Beishamay says that if you didn't build the sukkah, we're going to give you a knas, we're going to penalize you, we're going to give you a penalty that you are not allowed to build on the Yom Tov sukkah. In other words, you're going to be stuck without a sukkah. You're only going to be allowed to eat things that are not obligated in a sukkah. Right? Peiros, fruits and things like that. You wouldn't be able to go ahead and have, or you'd have to go borrow your friend's sukkah. Whatever it might be, you can't go ahead and build your own. Now, but we paskin that there's no problem, you're able to build it. The Bir Aloch is busy with that if you're able to go ahead and build a complete sukkah on the Yom Tov on Chol HaMoed, because perhaps they have a problem of binyan. The binyan allowed to build on Shabbos and Yom Tov. And in Chol HaMoed, there's a shayla in the Rishayim, if melacha, doing work on Chol HaMoed, is it a shayla deraisa or derabanan? So if it's derabanan, says the Bialacha, if we paskin that it's only derabanan to do melacha on Chol HaMoed, then for sure you're allowed to go ahead and build the sukkah. You wouldn't have this problem, because sukkah is a deraisa. But if you hold doing work on Chol HaMoed is a deraisa, so who says you're able to go ahead and build something in a way which will be a complete issa melacha deraisa? Perhaps this halacha that says you're able to go ahead and build on the Yom Tov of Chol HaMoed, like what our Gemara is saying, we pass like by Sil, they're able to build on Chol HaMoed, maybe that's only talking about doing things to the sukkah that makes the sukkah kosher, but it's not a real malacha. Like you were saying yesterday, that if you lift up the schach, if the schach for some reason was puzzle, and then you lift it up, and then you put it back, so that is something which builds the sukkah, because right, but it wouldn't be, it's not a makapatish, because it's not, the sukkah is still a sukkah, so it's turning into halachically a sukkah. That wouldn't, it seems like that wouldn't be a problem. That's what the Bir Aloch seems to be assuming.
Get a nipper, that kind of idea.
Right, yeah, we're handling the Issa Malacha Chol HaMoed, yeah. Al Tzitzach, right. So that halacha, that's what the Bir Aloch brings us down from the Maim Mordechai. It could be that's the only thing that would be mutter, but to go ahead and to construct a full-fledged four-wall sukkah, which is a real binyan, that could be, will be usr. It seems to be that the Bir Aloch does not like that. He seems to argue with the Maim Mordechai, and he says that if somebody did not build a sukkah, whether it's a shaygig, whether it's a mezit, he's able to go ahead and build a complete sukkah on the Yom Tov sukkah. So that's the way he seems to paskin. But again, the Maim Mordechai held only to do something which doesn't consist of real malacha, but... Right. He could use... Right. It seems like he didn't have to build a sukkah. Right. That's the shayla over here. And there's a very first shtickle in Rabbi Yashiv Sefer in the Masechta Sukkah. He brings down a she'iltas. And he learned on Daf Beis. And he learns in the she'iltas that there's a mitzvah to go ahead to build a sukkah. That's the way that there's a real mitzvah. It's learned up in a pasuk. The pashtus is that there's no mitzvah. There's no mitzvah in the building of the sukkah. The mitzvah is the sitting in the sukkah. But since you have to sit in the sukkah, so now you have obligation to go ahead and build the sukkah. Right. Machlek is that when... Right. Right. The... If you're guessed by somebody, you're not building. Right. Right. So I guess the pshat is that it's only, you're saying like this, you're saying, it seems to be it's like only if you need a sukkah, then there's an obligation. If you're going to need a sukkah, then there's an obligation to build a sukkah. But if you don't need a sukkah, because somebody else, when you go to your brother's house for the yom tov of sukkah, to go to your parents, so they you don't have, you have their, they built the sukkah for you. That's the sukkah. A normal person, if you're having your own, you're going to be making your own yom tov, so you need a sukkah. You need one. You're going to go to your neighbors, so you didn't do, I'm not sure exactly how to say it. I don't know. It's a good child. But there is a machlokes Bavli and Yerushalmi that when you build a sukkah, you're supposed to make a bracha or not. Yerushalmi says when you build the sukkah, at the time building the sukkah, you make a bracha on the actual building of the sukkah. We paskin not like that. We paskin only make a bracha. Bavli paskin, so you make a bracha at only at the time when you go into the sukkah. That would be a raya, that would be proof that everybody holds that there is a mitzvah to build a sukkah. Just the question is, in Hilchas Brachas, do you make a bracha, yes or no? So it would seem something along those lines, from the, like the Shiltis, that there is a mitzvah to build. There is a positive commandment to go ahead and build the sukkah. But I hear the shayla. They have to work out exactly what the gedar advarim would be. But over here, it's clear in the Gemara, the Machlokes Beisham Beisil, we're dealing with the Beisham Paskins, that we're going to cancel the guy. We're going to give the guy a knas. We're going to cancel the guy. That, at least that's the way it's brought down. The guy brings down from the Yerushalmi, that's Pshan Beisham, that if you go ahead and you did not build the sukkah, then we're going to give the guy a knas that he can't build a sukkah. He's going to be stuck. He'll be stuck. You're right. He'll be able to go to his friend's sukkah. But his own sukkah you won't be able to have. That's a knas. People, it's not comfortable. Every time you want to eat breakfast, you have to go to your neighbor. It's not a good mat, not a good situation. That itself is a knas. Oh, that's the machlekes. Zokti gemar weiter. Oh, ubeisil leselhu. Now, again, so Beis Hillel holds that even if you didn't make the sukkah for the sake of sukkahs, still the halacha is, it will be kosher. Beis Hillel, less lahu, the Rabbi Yehuda Amarav. Seemingly, Beis Hillel does not go with the sheet of Rabbi Yehuda Amarav. The Amar Rabbi Yehuda Amarav, also mena kaitzin, umena nimin, umena gardem, psula. Somebody's making a four-cornered shirt, which is obligated in tzitzis, and he decides like this. He sees that while he's sewing his beged, sewing his shirt, there's strings coming out at the corner of the beged that are attached. He didn't make it for the sake of sukkahs, just there's strings coming out from different parts, I'm not sure exact translation of the kaitzim. Kaitzim literally means thorns. There's different parts of different things how you can have the thread coming out of the corner of your shirt. And he wants to use that for the yom tov of sukkahs, for the mitzvah of tzitzis. Does that work? So Rav said that does not work. Since it was not done for the sake of tzitzis, it won't work. However, if it's min hasisin, if you ended up having a ball of thread, while you're sewing your shirt, and you ended up with a ball of thread, so even though that when you were going ahead and making that thread, you didn't make it for the sake of tzitzis, you made it for the sake of just making a shirt, still, when if you go ahead and attach strings from that thread into your beged, that will work, because at least when you're putting the strings on to that shirt, you're doing it for the sake of tzitzis. Then it will work. However, Kamrisa Kamei Shmuel Amar Li, Shmuel said, Af min asisim nami psulim. Even when you want to take the thread from that ball of thread and place it onto your four cornered shirt, that's also going to be possible. The be'inon tefiyah l'shma, because Shmuel paskins that you need to do the spinning of the thread l'shma for the sake of the mitzvah of tzitzis. So the whole machlokes Rav and Shmuel is just: do you need the spinning done for the sake of tzitzis? Yes or no? But everybody holds that the actual placing of the tzitzis onto the beged, onto the four-cornered garment, that for sure needs to be done for the sake of tzitzis. So seemingly, says the Gemara, Rabbi Yehuda argues with this. Why? Because Rabbi Yehuda says you can go ahead and build a sukkah, not for the sake of sukkah. So too, it should be like that when you go ahead and if you just have threads attached to the end of your shirt, it's not there for the sake of tzitzis, it's just there because there's still some threads before you cut them off. Seemingly, Rabbi Yehuda should say that should be kasha, because you don't need to do something for the sake of the mitzvah.
Why are we comparing though? It's kedilim tasa lecha. I mean, there's a, I don't know, that's not really the essay that they pick on Francis, but that's there is that pasuk.
Oh, very good. The Gemara's going to say right now.
Rabbi doesn't say that.
Yeah, the Gemara's going to say like this. Shani Hosam, very good. All right, Mamash the Gemara. The Omar Kro Gedilim Tasselcha. The pasuk says, "Go ahead and make tzitzis lecha l'shem chayvach." We understand that has to be do. You have that tasa, that doing has to be for the sake of the obligation, and therefore tzitzis has more requirement than sukkah. Says the Gemara. But what do you mean, Hachanami? When you deal with the yom tov sukkis, chag hasukkis tasselcha. Even by sukkis, it says tasselcha. We should have the same drasha lecha l'shem chayvcha. That should be done for the sake of your obligation. And if you're just putting up four walls, not for the sake of the yom tov, it shouldn't work. Zakti Gemara, hahu mi boyle lemuute gzula. When it says by the yom tov sukkis that you have to do it lecha, it doesn't tell me lecha l'shem chayvach. Lecha means it has to be lecha, it has to be your walls, and not that you stole it from somebody else. If you stole the walls from somebody, that won't work. Says Gemara, why don't we say the same drasha when it comes to tzitzis? Pasam nami, right? Mi boyle lemuute gzula. When you come to tzitzis, we should say the same thing. If you go ahead and if you have stolen tzitzis, that shouldn't work. Over there, there's different psukim, because it says the asu lahem mishalahem. But the pasuk says that the asu lahem tzitzis. So what the drash is the asu lahem mishalahem. That you have to make sure that when you go ahead and you're going to place the tzitzis onto your baggage, you're going to buy the tzitzis. You have to make sure that that tzitzis belongs to you; it doesn't belong to somebody else. The asu lahem mishalahem. So therefore, from the fact that it also says another pasuk, Gedilam Taslucha, that extra lecha could tell me, lecha l'shem chayvach. It has to be done for the sake of your obligation. Whereas it comes to the yomtif of Sukkot, it just says, Chaga Sukkot Tasa lecha. That tells me that lecha v'loi gzula, cannot be stolen. That's the drosh over here. I just want to speak of one halacha, which is Negei Halacha L'maisa, Tafri Shlam Advov, where if this is Negei, if somebody has some type of four-wall a structure in the back of his house that he wants to use for the Yom Tov Sukkos and was not made for the Yom Tov Sukkos. So seemingly, that since we paskin like Beis Hillel, even though it was not done for the sake of Sukkos, still it's kosher, it should be okay. And that's the way the Shulchan Aruch starts off. Sukkah Yishana, the Hainu Shaso Kaidim Sheikhnasu Shleishim Yayim Shlofnei Achag, Ksheira. Says the Shulchan Aruch, he continues on, Ubulvad Shechadish Ba Dover Ata Begufa L'Shem Chag. Says the Shulchan Aruch, that even though we pass them like Beis Hillel, that you could have an old sukkah, and it doesn't have to be done, that doesn't have to be that the sukkah was structured for the sake of sukkahs, still, when it comes close to the Yom Tov of sukkahs, you have to make sure that you do something new in the sukkah itself.
Just the schach that we're talking about, not the walls?
So that is enough to go ahead and to lift up the schach. That's what it says. If you go ahead and you lift up the schach, that will work. But let me just, before we get to what you do, the Mishabura understands that that's only l'chatchila. L'chatchila, Beis Hillel will agree that you should do something new in the sukkah. Well, a mitzvah ba'alma, just as a mitzvah, this is what you should do. K'dei sh'lo yavoyu l'hatir afilu aso mitchila l'shem dira. Now this is something which we didn't speak out yet. That even though Beis Hillel says you could have an old sukkah, but that's only a sukkah that when you place the schach upon it, the schach was placed there for the sake of shade. Even if you didn't do it for the sake of, you didn't do it for the sake of sukkahs. You want to go sit out in your backyard, so you want to cover it over, so you put the schach on for the sake of shade, then it will work. However, if you put it on for the sake of dira, let's say a person wants to be, he put a schach upon that structure in the back, just because he wants privacy. Privacy, doesn't want his neighbor that is able to see into his backyard, he wants to sit and relax, so he puts the schach upon the sukkah. That's done l'shem dira. L'shem dira, even Beis Hillel will hold that that's possible. This that Beis Hillel holds, that you could have an old sukkah, that's only a sukkah if it has the requirements of a sukkah. Requirements of a sukkah is that you have four walls, two walls and a tefach, and the schach is there for the sake of shade. But if the schach is there for the sake of privacy, for the sake of that's the way you want to live, the sake that will help you that when it's drizzling it won't come in, something like that, not for the sake of shade, just for the sake of dira, then even Beis Hillel will say it will be possible. Therefore, it says the Mishnah Berurah that when the Mechaber paskins that l'chatchila should go ahead and do something new to the sukkah, that's because Beis Hillel is concerned that if you don't do that, you might end up being matir any type of structure that you have in your backyard, even if you did it for the sake of dira. Therefore, if you have a sukkah in your backyard not for the sake of sukkahs, and you have the schach is there for the sake of shade, you should go ahead and do something new to the sukkah. Now, the Sharetzim brings down that the Beis Yosef understands that according to other, many Rishonim, you need to do this le'ikuva. And if you didn't do that, it will be possible, according to Beis Hillel. And there's big nafkamina, alach l'maisa. If you have your sukkah that you did not put up for the sake of sukkahs, you put it up just because you want to have privacy in your backyard. You built a sukkah in your backyard. You have the schach is there for the sake of shade, not for the sake of sukkahs. It's there for the sake of just you built it four walls in your backyard, schach on top for the sake of shade. Then, according to the Beis Yosef, if you didn't renew anything, then the halacha is, it will be possible. According to Beis Yosef, you will not be able to make a bracha, shek, l'sham, say, so, tzion, l'sham, sukkah. You won't be yitzim, it's a sukkah. So it's a big machaikas. Halach l'maisa, the mishabur paskins, that if you didn't do it, it'll still be okay. The whole thing is just, the mitzvah v'alma, l'chatkila, go ahead and do this. If you didn't do this, it's okay. Because l'maisa, it's there for the sake of shade. Beis Yosef paskins, that it will be a problem. So, I think at Halach L'maisa, we normally follow the Mishabura, because he's the Machriya. He brings all the other Rishonim. Beis Yosef is the Rishon, and still the Mishabura did not quote Beis Yosef in the Mishabura. He only quotes him in the Sharetzim. So, L'chatchila, somebody of Avada should go ahead, if he has that sukkah in the backyard with the schach for the sake of shade, he should do something new to the sukkah.
Yesterday, we had a shop owner. Yes. Yeah.
So over there, you're right. That might be a shikol aro. On that might be a good question. If you look at Rashi on that yesterday's daf, Daf Chesam Beis, where it says Pnimis Ein Asuka. See, it's around 10 lines down, in the skinny lines of Rashi. Pnimis Ein Asuka, right there. So Rashi says, "In Bol Leisha B'Seicha, if you want to sit in the inner one during Bechag on the Yom Tov Asuka, so Shem Suka." Says Rashi, Rashi's bothered by something now. "V'Apal Gav Deloy Be'Ina Suka L'Shem Chag." What do you mean? You don't need a Suka for the sake of Chag. The Haki Beis Hillel came along. We pass like Beis Hillel. The Machshiri Suka Yeshana B'Masnisim on Daf Tesam at Aleph, our Daf today. We pass like Beis Hillel. So it should be kosher. So he says, "Haka Ein Asuka." In the case of Daf Chesam is based on yesterday's daf, that won't work. The loy mintkara milsa the l'shem sukkah hudarba. It's not nikkur, it's not recognizable that he's living there for the sake of sukkah. The kol yimei sashana, kol yimei sashana dayer hasam. He's living there the entire year. V'rayv tashmishay v'sudaseh v'shinaseh sham. So it seems like that the way Rashi's understanding, that our Gemara in today's daf is talking about, you have your sukkah in the backyard, it's up, you put it up 6 months before the Yom Tov Sukkos, and you didn't put it up for the sake of sukkahs. But you don't live there. It's not you go out there once in a blue moon, you sit there, you relax, you take a lawn chair, and that's right. You do something like that. Then they still will say it's kosher. Yesterday, Zaf is talking about that since you live there, that worker, that potter, that person's creating pots, that person is, since he lives there, he sleeps there, so then it's not nicker. If he's going to come in there on the Yom Tov of Sukkot, it's not nicker, it's not recognizable that he's doing it for the sake of Sukkot, and that will be possible.
But they said the outer one where he shows the
right that will be cut. Right.
But that was not created for the sake of sukkah either. That was created to show his
body. Right, but that will be good because of Beis Hillel. That will be good because of this Beis Hillel. That even though you didn't do it for the sake of sukkahs, but that's okay. You don't need to do it for the sake of sukkahs. Now, will you have to go ahead and do something new in that sukkah? It will probably be dependent. This machlekes, mishabura, and the fact that Beis Hillel says.
He'll have to transfer where he lives to that place.
Right, on the Yom Tov Sukkot. Yeah. Or when he wants to eat or sleep, he would have to live in the outer one. Oh, okay, very good. Zok the Mishnah. It's also very negay aloch lamaisa. Oisa sukase tachas ilon. I think it's very negay specifically here in Muncie because there's so many trees around. And it's very likely that you could end up having a issue that your sukkah is underneath a tree. Somebody who has a sukkah underneath a tree, says the Mishabura, Ki'ilu asah b'teicha bayis. It's as if he made it in his house. Sukkah gavi sukkah. This guy built a sukkah on top of another sukkah. He does something like this, and we're going to see in the Gemara what type of schach he made at the bottom, what type of schach he made on top. We're going to get them, it's Hashem. Does that work? Yes or no? Zuck the Mishnah, the Helyayin Aksheira, the top one will be kosher, Vatachtayin Apsul, the bottom one will be pasul. Rabbi Yehuda says, Im Ein Diyur in Bel Yayna, if there's nobody that's living up on top in the second sukkah, in the top sukkah, Hatachtayin Aksheira, then the bottom one will be kosher, Mitzvah Shem Agassin the Gemara. Amar Ravel. Now we're going to speak about what type of tree it could create a problem. This that our Mishnah says, it's as if you made it inside your house, says Rava, Amar Rava, Loi Shanu, Ela Be'ilon, Shetzilasai, Meruba, Mechamasai. What we're talking about over here is that if we're looking at the shade of the tree, we're looking at the branches of the tree, and that tree, the branches are so strong that it creates more shade than sunlight. Not in the sukkah itself, just as far as the tree. If we're looking at the tree itself, we're trying to figure out, does this tree create more shade than sunlight, or more sunlight than shade? So this that our Mishnah says, that being beneath a tree will be a problem, says Rava, that's only when the tree has more shade than sunlight from the branches itself. Yeah, there's many leaves, many branches, many leaves, then it will be a problem. However, if when you're looking at the tree itself, there's more sunlight than shade, it will be kshayra, will be kasha, no problem. Mimai, had we know such a thing? Midikhani, because it says in our mission that if you build a sukkah underneath a tree, ki'ilu asal b'teicha bayis, it's as if you built inside the house. Lama li lamisni ki'ilu asal b'teicha bayis. Why does Mishnah have to give an example? You build a sukkah underneath a tree, it's as if you built it in your house. What do we have to say that it's as if you built it in your house? Listen, psula, just say the halacha, clear cut. Sukkah tachas ilan, pasul. El hakam ashmulan. The Mishnah is coming to tell me a chiddush. The ilan dumya the bayis. A tree has to be compared to a house. Ma bayis tzilasa mirub mechamosay. The same way, a house. There's more shade than sunlight. Af ilan. So too the ilan that creates problems for the sukkah. That's only an ilan, a tree that which is tzilasa miruba mechamosay. So, first step is that you need to make sure, the only time it will be a problem is if in the tree for itself has more shade than sun. But however, you just have a tree and there's one branch coming out of the tree and you happen to be underneath it, that wouldn't be a problem. Now the Gemara continues on. And over here, there's a big machlek tzvishenim, how to read the Gemara, and it's also this machlek tzvishenim, there's two shittas in the Shulchan Aruch. But right now we're going to go with Rashi. Meruba mai habe. So what did we just say? We just said that if you just have that one branch. You have a tree with one branch. So if you look at that tree, there's more sunlight than shade. You just got one small branch. That's all it is. So there's for sure more sunlight than shade. So we just said it will be mutter. Says the Gemara, why is there sukkah going to be kosher? Hakam etzarif schach pasul bahadei schach kosher. So over here, the way Rashi learns the Gemara is that what we're talking about is that your sukkah that you have down on the ground, your sukkah, if you just look for the sukkah itself and you put stuff upon that sukkah, there's more sun coming into the sukkah than shade. You do not put enough stuff to provide more shade than sun. There's more sun that could come in than shade. Now the reason why when you're inside your sukkah, you see that there's more shade than sun, that's because of that one branch that's sticking up there that's provided, now it's creating that inside your sukkah there's more shade than schach. More shade than sunlight, I'm sorry. So says the Gemara, so why are you telling me that if you look at the tree for itself, there's more shade, more sun than shade, try to get it straight, more sun than shade, so we just said it's going to be kosher, what do you mean? If your sukkah needs that branch to create more shade inside your sukkah than sunlight, so why in the world should it be kosher? That's where Rashi learns the Gemara. So Rashi is telling us, though, that if you go ahead and if your sukkah is completely covered with enough schach, there's more shade than sunlight inside your sukkah, and there happens to be one branch hanging over your tree, but in that tree there's more sunlight than shade, then Rashi holds we wouldn't have any problems. That wouldn't be any issue. The whole issue of the Gemara, it only begins because your sukkah has less shade than sun, and the only reason why when you're sitting inside your sukkah you see that there's more shade than sun, that's because of that one branch sticking over. So on that, says the Gemara, why in the world do you tell me it's going to be kosher? When you have more sunlight than shade by that branch, My habe, who cares? How come it's tzarev schach posel b'hadi schach kosher? We need that branch to enable that I'm going to have more shade light, more shade than sun inside my sukkah, and therefore I'm connecting, I'm combining schach kosher with schach posel. The tree, that branch that's hanging on that tree, that is considered schach posel because it's attached to a tree. Schach has to be detached, so you're combining schach kosher with schach posel. Let's say Rashi learns the Gemara. Amir Papa. What you did was is that you lowered that branch, and since you lowered that branch, and then you placed, now it's part of your schach. And the way Rashi explains the Gemara is that you have more kosher schach than this branch, so then we could knock it out, we could be mevatel it, we could knock it out, and we could see this entire thing as being schach kosher. Since you lowered the branch, it's now part together with the schach, so now you're able to be mevatel, you can be mevatel b'roi, bitl b'roi.
Like
the way Rashi learned.
Rashi learned that it wasn't just above the sukkah, it was part of the sukkah.
Well, it started off as higher up,
right,
and that would have been a problem, but the Gemara tells you that what you could do is you could take, even if you don't want to cut the branch, just lower the branch on top, put on top of it, put it together with the other sukkah, then it will be kosher because it will be batel b'roi. That's what Rashi learns the Gemara.
I thought it was saying that you have enough sukkah on your sukkah, and then there's a branch above it which has leaves, maybe.
Right.
But even though, without that branch, you would have enough shade.
So the way Rashi learns the Gemara is that without that branch, you would not have enough shade. Oh. You need to come on to that branch which is attached to the tree. So now it comes out, you're combining schach kosher with schach posel. Let's say Rashi learns. Other Rishonim say not like that.
Because it's not usher yet?
I guess so. Yeah, it's also not an isser like that.
It's not yet.
I don't know how to look
it's
at it like that.
Yeah, it's not usher yet.
Right here. Interesting shayla. Oh, yeah, I have to think about that shayla. How to look
at
it.
Why couldn't you learn that it doesn't have to be part actually laying on top of this stuff?
Oh, because if it's not laying, if it's just up here.
And it has shade, it's providing shade.
Right.
In other words, if you took that, cut that branch, your stock now would not be all right because you would have more sun than
shade. Than
shade,
yeah.
So
the reason for that is if it's up here,
yeah,
so then you have a problem because this is schach kasha.
Oh,
this is schach kasha. This is schach puzzle. Up here is schach puzzle. It's because it's attached. That's the problem. Because it's attached to a tree.
Oh, I see.
So because of that, it's schach puzzle. So the only way to be mevatel it, to somehow use it, is if you put it together with the other schach,
okay,
then there's more schach kasha, so it can be mevatel the schach puzzle. That's the Rashi in the Gemara. So since you lowered it, it's okay. Says the Gemara, Ibish achaftam. Pardon? So even though you're still attached, that's the Chiddush of our Gemara. Even though you're still attached, but you could be mevatel b'roiv. You have the majority is going to be schach kosher. We could disregard the fact that it's schach posel. That's right. If you look, it's still connected to the tree. Right. It's still connected to the tree, and still it's going to be kosher. Which, because that's the concept of bitl b'roiv. Let's say you have. Yeah. Right, we're using part of the tree, using that branch, and that branch is going to come into my schach. Now I could just look at it. Right, more schach kosher. Right.
But taking the branch attached, you still have the whole tree attached together.
Right, and. Oh, that's what you're asking. You're saying you should look at the whole tree, and that should be the roiv, that should be the majority. Right. So similar from the Gemara, we have to look inside the sukkah. In our sukkah, when you're sitting inside your sukkah, what are you underneath? What's the shade? So since the majority of the shade is kosher, that could be mevatel, the part of the shade which is pasul. Yeah, yes, that's what's going on in the Gemara.
Right, at the end of the day, like only 26% kosher schach, and if you do it just right, you could get away with that.
If you have the majority, why 26%
kosher schach?
Why? What do you mean by 26?
26% of your coverage is, let's say, of your. Let's say you have 100%.
Oh, that's what you're saying.
51% coverage to be covered.
Right.
26% coverage.
Right.
25%
exactly.
Branches of Ma'urav. It's
right.
Mutal Ma'urav.
Exactly. Good. Exactly.
That's all you need.
That's all you need. The way Rashi learns. Yeah. Oh, Zakti Gemara. Oh, so what's the Chiddush? Ma'ila Memra. What's the Chiddush in this? If you put it together, for sure it will be kosher. Says the Gemara, no. You would think that even once you lowered it, we should make gzeira, that such a case should be also. Because maybe if you're going to say that this is okay, when you put the branch together with the schach, you can tell me that's okay, maybe you're going to tell me it will be kosher even when you did not lower it. We should make gzeira, that maybe you might end up doing something else. Kamash malon, delay gazina. Kamash malon, that we don't make such a gzeira. Once we put the branches together, it will be okay. Let me just speak out the other Rishonim, because it's brought down in Shulchan Aruch also, that Shulchan Aruch say, the other day say that if you have a branch above any schach, even if there's inside your sukkah there's more shade than sunlight, any branch going underneath it will create a problem. Will create a problem in the sukkah itself. That's what we're normally machmer. We try to make sure we don't have any schach going above that. But according to Rashi, if you just have that one branch hanging over your sukkah, and if your sukkah is okay, meaning if the schach in the sukkah has more shade than sunlight, according to Rashi, you wouldn't have a problem even if that one branch is hanging over, so long as the branch by the tree itself has more sunlight than shade. Pardon? Right, so, but the way Rashi learns that we have to be talking about a sukkah, so we have to be talking about a tree that there's more sunlight than shade, meaning there's only one or two branches coming out. So if you look up at that tree, you always see more sunlight. That we're talking about such a tree. Oh, says the Gemara, Hanami Tanina. This we also learned in the Mishnah. Hidla ala esagefen, vesadalas, vesakisos. If you lifted up different vines over your sukkah, vesikech agabon, and then you put schach above those vines, psula. Then it will be pasul. Vemsikech harbe mehen, oishakots sang sheira. But if you put a lot of schach over it, or if you cut it down, it will be kosher. So says the Gemara, Hechi Dami, what's the case? Ilema b'shalei chavton, if you didn't lower the vines together with the schach, then hakim etzarev, schach pasul, schach kosher. Then you're combining schach pasul with schach kosher, because the vines are still attached to the ground, schach pasul. Ela lav kishachavton, must be we're talking about that you actually lowered it. And obviously we can prove from here the same thing that we just said before, that once you lowered it down and you're able to have the majority schach kosher, that will be mevatel the schach pasul. So we already learned this halacha. Says the Gemara, if we would just have the halacha of the case of the vines, you would think that's only b'di'evet. If such a thing happened, then it's okay. You're not able to go ahead and do that. Kamash malan, that even able to do that lechatchilo. If you lower down the branch, you're allowed to do lechatchilo. It's not a b'di'evedik situation. If you don't want to cut down the branches, let's say throughout the rest of the day, you want to have those branches on the tree, then lechatchilo, you're able to go ahead and put it together with the schach. So long as the schach is the majority, you're okay. Zokti Gemar Vaiter. Sukkah gabi sukkah. You have one sukkah on top of another sukkah. Tanra Bonon. Pardon? If you have the majority of the schach is shade, then you're able to take that branch and put it together, then you'll be okay. According to Rashi, it's even a bigger kiddush.
No, if it's...
Let me just back up. Rashi holds that even if you, let's say you have a big sukkah, and the majority of the schach that you have is going to be, is not going to protect it, not going to provide enough shade for the sukkah. But you have more schach kosher than schach pasul. Rashi says it still will work. Rashi holds you able to combine, you're able to take the schach pasul and combine it with the schach kosher to create more shade than sunlight. That's the shita of Rashi. So long as you're combining it, and there's more kasher schach, the majority of schach is kasher, you're able to go ahead and will make, even though that you're using schach pasul, it still will work. That's the shita of Rashi. That we're using that branch that's attached to the tree to make my sukkah kasher. Without that branch, I wouldn't have more shade than sunlight. The only way I have more shade than sunlight, according to Rashi, could be talking about, even though it's coming from the branch, it still be okay. So long as the majority of my schach is schach kasher. That's what's going on. This is Shita Rashi. It's the first Shita in Shulchan Aruch. Very big Kiddush. That's how he learns the Gemara. The long Taisis over here, Taisis argues, and the second day of the Shulchan Aruch is the day of Taisis, and all the Rishayim. Oh. Sukkah Gabi Sukkah. Toner Abonim. Basukas Teishu. The reason why you can't have two Sukkahs, one Sukkah on top of another, because it says, Basukas Teishu. Veloi Basukah Shetacha Sukkah. Veloi Basukah Shetacha Silon. From the fact, Veloi Basukah Shetacha Bais, from the fact that it says, Basukah is teishu, so we understand that that it has to be one sukkah, because the Gemara is gonna. You'll see from the Gemara that the Gemara understands right now from the fact this we had this back a few days ago, that how do you look at the word basukahs? Basukais is read basukais, which is plural, but the way it's written is basukas, which is singular. So the Gemara says that you can't have one sukkah on top of another sukkah, because since it says singular, basukas, so because of that, you're only able to have one sukkah, you can't have two sukkahs. Says the Gemara, other Abib, basukais tarti mashma, from the fact we read it basukais, which is plural, so it seems like you are able to have two sukkahs. Amar of Nachman by Yitzchak, basukas ksiv. That even though the way to read it is basukais, but since the way it's actually written in the Gatayr is basukas, which is singular, so then therefore it will be kasha. Amar of Yirmiyah, pa'amim shishtem ksheiros, pa'amim shishtem sulis. There are times when you have two sukkahs, so one on top of another, sometimes both of them will be kosher, there'll be times that both of them are pasul, pa'amim shetachtayna ksheira, sometimes the bottom one will be kosher, v'alyayna psula, the top one will be pasul, and pa'amim, there'll be times shetachtayna psula, v'alyayna ksheira. There'll be times that the bottom one will be pasul, and the top one will be kosher. And the Gemara explains, pa'amim shetayim ksheira is, what's heichidami, what's the case that both sukkahs can be kosher? Kigoyin shetachtayna chamsa meruba mitzilasa. The bottom sukkah has more sunlight than shade. V'holyayna, and the top sukkah is tzilasa meruba mechamasa. And the top sukkah has more shade than sunlight. V'kaima alyayna b'teich esrim, and the higher sukkah is still within 20 amis from the ground. And therefore, it's considered a kosher. The top one will be kosher. And the bottom one, so in that case, you'll have both of them. In that case, both of them are going to be kosher. The bottom one is going to be chamsa b'ru metzilasa. There's more sun than shade. The top one has more shade than sun. Therefore, you're able to sit in this entire thing. We're able to use the entire structure. You're able to do that. Because since the top one has more shade than sunlight, that will be machshir everything, even the bottom sukkah. Even though the bottom sukkah has more sunlight than shade.
Okay,
but
what, the floor of the sukkah above is the schach?
Yeah. Yeah, let me speak. Yeah, I should have spoken to that. Yeah. So you use very thick schach, and you're able to stand. You're able to walk on that schach. So one person is living down at the bottom, and the other person is living on top. But the schach down here and the schach up here. That's the case. So there are times that this won't be kosher, this won't be possible. The Gemara, everything could be worked out. Now the case that the Gemara deals with right now is that pa'amim shishtem ksheiros, you can have both of them being kosher. That's if the top one, if the schach of the top one has more shade than sunlight, the bottom one, if you just have the bottom one, there would be more sunlight than shade. The halacha is that both of them are going to be kosher. Pa'amim shishtem psulis, there are times that both of them could be pasul. Heichidami, kigayin detarvayu tzilasa mirub mechamasan. If both of them have more shade than sun, then they'll both be a problem. They'll both be a problem. Why is that? And the case is also talking about the kaima elyoino lemay lemay esrim. And the case is talking about where the higher one is higher than 20. So the top one is going to be possible because it's higher than 20. The bottom one will be possible because it's underneath a complete sukkah. And you can't have a sukkah underneath a sukkah because basukas ksiv. You're only able to have one sukkah. But the person living down here, he's living in two sukkahs. This one because it has more shade than sun. And this one also has more shade than sun. So the bottom one is going to be possible. The top one is also going to be possible because the schach is higher than 20.